Hey, VoiceTubers, how's it going? 欢迎你来到今天的口说挑战。我是 Ken Miao, Ken Miao 带给你 something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Hey guys, what's up? Anything new or fun going on in your lives? I know that with the coronavirus pandemic out there, most of us have nowhere to go besides going straight home after school or work. 这个疫情的关系啊。哪里都不能去，下班下课就只能直接回家，所以有点闷啊。While it may be really annoying to take away our leisure time and social time, trust me, it's only for the time being. Okay, 所以一切只是暂时的。I'm sure everything's gonna be alright soon. As for me, I've been taking gym lessons just recently and following the meal plan from my dietitian for 1 month now. Okay, 所以跟大家分享一下我最近的生活，最近开始健身，所以去健身房想要让自己瘦下来，然后也有在 follow 营养师 dietitian 营养师的对饮食的建议啊，所以目前呢我已经有一个月没有吃米饭，没有吃面，也没有吃任何水果跟含糖饮料，最重要的淀粉不能吃，糖也不能吃，所以我的第一阶段在减脂 OK。那淀粉的英文是 starch， 那糖就是 sugar， okay, starch free and sugar free. I'll have to follow this meal plan for 1 more month before I get to have some fruit and rice. That's also the muscle building stage to help me stay in shape. Okay, 所以我必须要先经历减脂的这段期间才能再增肌啊。那增加肌肉的时候就可以自然的吃一些天然的水果跟米饭了哦。Well, that's what's new in my life, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I'd also like to hear your stories and happenings as well, so leave a comment below. Alright, today we'll be talking about a cute little topic, which is nicknames. Hi, my name is Ken, and you can call me, Ken, Mr. K, Kenny. Alright, I quit, okay?Since I already have a short name, it's hard to come up with a shorter one. 还有比 Ken 还要再更短的英文名字吗？我实在想不到。But what about you guys? Do you have a nickname that you prefer people calling you by? There are many reasons why we call people nicknames, and for most cases, we do that to signify a sense of belonging. Okay, 所以我们通常会叫认识的人他的绰号或者他的小名啊，那为什么呢？多数时候呢，都是因为我们想跟这个人拉近关系，然后有一种归属感，还有增进彼此的距离的感觉。And also to show that you're close to the person you're referring to. Nicknames make a person's original name shorter or easier to remember. 好，所以叫绰号就是希望能够把本名缩短，或者是让他比较好记，让这个人比较好记。Okay, and here are some typical ways to make up a nickname. First, the shortened original name. 好，所以取绰号呢有以下几种方式哦，大家听听看，看你的绰号是哪一种。第一个呢是 shortened original name， 也就是把你的本名缩短。Okay, 比如说你如果姓张的话，那就叫小张，或者是阿张、阿陈、阿明啊、这类的。那在英文的话呢，有一个字叫做Abbreviation 就是缩写的意思。For example, Christopher can be called Chris, and Alexander, Alex. 那女生的话，我们有 Victoria, Vicky. Okay, 那 Catherine 呢？凯瑟琳就会是 Kathy, Katie, 或者是有听过 Kate. And then we have another option called the backstory nickname. Okay.好，接着下来我们有一个另外一个取名的方式叫做 backstory 哦。什么叫做后面的故事呢？也就是背后的故事。那这发生在什么样的场景中呢？比如说在班级、在办公室，就是在那个场景才会发生的故事，才会发生的背景故事，才会因此而去取名哦。This is the kind of nickname that only the people close to you in a specific field would understand. For example,You ate a tuna sandwich on your first day of work, Then your colleagues called you Big Tuna or Tuna Man ever since. 好，像这样类似的，比如说你第一天上班的时候，你吃了一个鲔鱼三明治当午餐，然后你的同事就开始叫你，哎，鲔鱼，哎，鲔鱼哥，哎，大鲔鱼 ，Mr. 鲔鱼，哦，就是类似这样的，只有你的同事会知道的这种 backstory nickname。Okay, next we have the kind of nicknames that couples give each other. Yes, the love names that make you go, ew. 这种就是情侣之间才会取的小昵称哦，听了都觉得哦，也太恶心了吧。比如说 sugar, sugar, oh my sugar, oh honey, honey, 我的蜜糖，然后还有 honey, 就是我的甜心。再来还有最常见的就是Baby, baby, okay. 然后还有老外他们会说 babe, hey babe, what you doing? Hey babe, how's it going? Babe, B-A-B-E, okay. 这是宝贝的另外一个讲法。还有一个最恶心的，但是也是最亲昵的，叫做 boo boo, boo boo, my honey boo boo, okay. B-O-O-B-O-O, 啊，这个除非真的爱到一个天荒地老，不然你不会轻易的讲 boo boo。But just keep in mind that boo-boo also means wound for little kids. Boo-boo 在小孩子的口吻当中呢，其实是伤口的意思哦。所以要小心，因为爱有可能生恨，恨就可能伤痛你的心。So be careful, your boo-boo might also boo you someday. The term nickname originated from the old English wordNickname, okay. 所以我们今天说绰号的英文叫做 nickname, 但是它这个字呢，其实是从古老的英文中的一个字叫做 ekename, E-K-E-N-A-M-E, ekename 这个字所衍生出来的。那 eke 就是 E-K-E 呢，它其实有 also 或者是 other 的意思。所以解读上来讲的话呢，你可以把它当做 other name, okay. 所以 nickname.Other name, 对吗 ？Nickname 就是我们的别名，也就是绰号的意思。In the old days, people heard an ekename and perhaps thought it sounded like a neckname. 好，所以在古代呢，大家可能把 an ekename 就是 a n 然后 ekename 听成 a neckname. 哦，因为这个很长。念太快的话就会混在一起，就会变成 a nickname. 所以 a nickname, a nickname, a nickname, a nickname, a nickname, nickname 是这样来的。And it was mistaken ever since becoming the nickname now we say. However, as I looked into it deeper, I found something strangely odd. Well, AKA is the acronym for as known as.For example, you can say Kobe Bryant, aka the Black Mamba. Okay? So, a strange thing that I found was that AKA basically has the same meaning with EKE. What's going on? So, that means, well, AKA, EKE, Aka, Eke, Aka, Eke, Aka is Eke? Coincidence?I want to believe. Anyways, before we dig any deeper, here's our sentence of the day. For a long time, nobody was writing these sort of things down or putting them in a dictionary. But that's only because writing is more codified now than it was 1,000 years ago. For a long time, nobody was writing these sort of things down or putting them in a dictionary.But that's only because writing is more codified now than it was 1,000 years ago. 有很长的一段时间，没有人写下这一类的变化，或把它们收入到字典里头。但那是因为书写系统在1000多年前并没有当今如此的完善。好，这是我们今天口说挑战的句子。那以下三点大家可以稍微记录一下哦。Number one, write something down. Write something down. Okay.很简单，就是将什么什么什么写下来，将点点点写下来。For example, you can say, write down the names that he mentioned. 把他提到的名字写下来。Write down the numbers, write down the colors, write down the countries that he mentioned. Okay. Number two, nobody. 其实可以念成 nobody, nobody. Okay, 所以 body, B-O-D-Y, 它念成念快一点的时候其实可以发 body 的声音，所以那个 O 可以发 U 的声音，短音 body, body 变成 body, nobody, nobody. Number three, sort of, 就是 kind of 的意思，意思就是这一种这一类的，这款的啦。And now let's go through our vocab of the day. Number one, sort, sort. Okay, 所以这个字其实有名词也有动词的意思，那它是分类还有类型的意思。A group of something, or to put a number of things in an order, or to separate them into groups. For example, you can say, paper, plastic, and cans are sorted for recycling.
纸张、塑胶和罐子分开归类，以便回收。
What sort of shoes will I need? What kind of shoes will I need?
我需要什么样的鞋子呢？我需要什么类型的鞋子呢？
All right, moving on to number two, dictionary. Dictionary, it's a noun. It means a book.That contains a list of words in an alphabetical order and that explains their meanings.
好 ,dictionary 很简单，就是字典或者词典。OK, 那 alphabetical order 是什么意思呢？当我们打开字典的时候，总是会先从 A, B, C, D 这样子慢慢的排序下来。Order 就是排序，那 alphabetical 就是以它的字母。
For example, you can say, look up the dictionary,If you don't understand the meaning of a word.
如果你不懂一个字的意思，就去查字典。OK, 所以查字典的查，我们不用 check, 我们用 look up. Look up the dictionary. OK, 所以这个片语大家可以记一下。
Number three, codify. Codify. It's a verb. It means to arrange something, such as laws or rules, into a system.
OK, 所以有它有编纂。入册的意思。
For example, you can say, Many rare languages have not yet been codified into a dictionary.
许多稀有语言尚未被编入词典。
Many rare languages have not yet been codified into a dictionary. Well, overall, nicknames are playful and fun.But keep in mind not to call people names that insult or bring pain to others. For that won't be funny at all, and you might end up getting your butt kicked. That's it for today, folks. What are your nicknames? Leave a comment below and share with me the funniest nickname you know.
Okay, 跟我分享一下你听过最好笑的绰号。
If you don't have a nickname and you wish to have one, also leave a comment below and we'll figure out something for you. A unique nickname.Just for you and only on VoiceTube. Also, remember to wear a mask in public and wash your hands regularly. Stay healthy and be safe. This is Ken Miao, AKAK.